Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. This segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Woolchuck as we react to Wild Card Weekend.
All right, yeah, reacting to Wild Card Weekend, reacting to Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys parting ways as he's out as the head coach here in Dallas, according to multiple sources. Take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or far, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, true or fart here, and I'm going to start with you, Gavin, and this is Cowboys related, as our buddy Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram has an article out now about future Cowboy coaching candidates. And Josh Clark, who does an excellent job with the website, pointed out that Nick Harris is saying it's widely expected that Jason Witten is going to be on the staff next year, whether as the head coach or another position. It does not matter. He will somehow be on the staff. Which leads me, NFL true or fart style, to ask you, Gavin, Jason Witten will be the Dallas Cowboys head coach within 5 years or less?
Ooh, that's a good question. So he'd be the next guy after this?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to put him on the staff, yeah, they're going to groom him, just like Jason Garrett did with Wade, and then he can sandbag it and end up taking that job.
I'm just going to go off what I think I've witnessed as far as covering Jason Witten as a player. And then, you know, the play-by-play and where he's at right now, I would think, you know, maybe he'll try to do a Dion where he goes to coach in college, where his influence can be bigger. I never got the feeling that it was a guy with the overall intellectual horsepower to be the guy that's determining a game plan or, you know, calling plays or anything like that. I think he could possibly be a Dan Campbell type of coach where it's a lot of accountability and rah-rah and we're going to get him and I'm the culture guy. But I just think it's so far-fetched to imagine Jason Witten leading an NFL team based on, you know, who he is as a person and a personality. It doesn't strike me as a guy that would be a great candidate. You know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, will the Cowboys still give him a chance? And I guess that's possible. But I think ultimately they'll side with experience and you know, people that have significant more than Witten has.
Sounds like a fart to me there, Woolchuck.
Yeah. Yeah, big old fart on that one.
You're going to fart a stinky one on there?
I'm going to, gosh, it's tough. It's very tough, but I am going to lean true here. I do think that is, I will say that is the plan if there is one. Like in the back of Jerry's mind, it's like maybe I can't fast track him immediately from Taps to the head coach of the freaking Cowboys as much as I want to. Let me do a little something here. Let him bake here for maybe a couple of seasons and then thrust him in there. So I think it's very, very real. And for that reason, I will go no fart, true.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
I think it might be sooner than later, too. Just, you know, the familiarity. That's the number one thing. And I think they believe that with their help, that they could put together a staff for him. And I think that's what makes it very, very inviting, that they can have control of the guys and the gals that they want to bring here and put on staff. And so I'm going to say that's true. Yeah.
I'm going to go true as well. I think this
feels
just,
awful big.
This is happening.
Oh, it is awful big.
This is happening.
But there's you're dealing with an organization, as we all know, that aren't going to get fired. You know, there's you could take a chance. See, this is where I thought the Cowboys were going to take a chance and, you know, move on from McCarthy and move on from Dak and all those things. And they proved, nah, we'll do it this way. We'll do it. You know, they don't care what we all think, of course. So, but the fact that they're not going to get fired of their jobs and they can make decisions like this makes perfect sense to me.
Or I'm going to stay right there with you, Brian. Your LSU Tiger Heisman winner, Jaden Daniels. Yeah. He's going to take the Commanders into Detroit and absolutely dominate that banged up defense and lead him to the NFC title game.
Man, I want to believe that so much because I love Jaden Daniels, but I kind of feel like, though, that Detroit at home, you know, with that offense, and Jaden's going to have to put up a ton of points. He's capable of doing that. But I think Detroit, I worry more about the Commanders defense slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lions. I'm going to say that's going to be a fart.
Yeah, I'll fart on that as well. I think yesterday was more a result of Tampa just not being that good. I mean, what did he get? 2 touchdowns? 3 field goals? So, yeah, and the Lions are a team on a mission. You know, this team's going to run it up. And I think, what are you looking at? At least a 6.5-point spread, something like that. So I think that's pretty far-fetched.
Can you repeat the question, Your Honor? Is this about the Commanders beating the Lions?
Yeah, basically Jaden Daniels is going to be able to take advantage of that banged-up Lions D.
Oh, he will be taking advantage of that D, but he will not be winning the football game. I think this will be a high-scoring affair. Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. I mean, watching him and the composure, and don't get me wrong, the Bucs certainly shot themselves a million times last night on way to taking that L. But what Jaden Daniels is doing and has done all season, he will light it up. He will be fantastic. He will be keeping old Aaron Glenn up at night this week. But the Lions they're ready for this. They're primed.
Yeah, I'm going to fart on this one as well. I do think Jaden Daniels can play a good game. And if they have an opportunity in the fourth quarter, I mean, that drive they went on yesterday was masterful, essentially just running the clock out, getting the game-winning field goal, although that got dicey.
4 minutes and 14 seconds, I believe they ran off that
unbelievable
clock.
Five-minute drill, basically. Yeah. But what Jaden Daniels is a masterful quarterback at such a young age already is, much like Mahomes, fourth quarter, game on the line, I can go win it. So if that's...
He's composed.
He's very composed. If that's a reality, I just think that the running game of Detroit is going to be too much. We'll go forward on it. Last one I want to throw your way. We get Lamar Jackson. We get Josh Allen. Do away with the MVP voting. Whoever wins this head-to-head matchup, that is who should be given the award post-game at midfield.
I kind of like that. This is a do or die. It's between those two dudes. I do think we're talking about a fight for the trophy that is as tight of a race as I can personally remember. Like, you can make fantastic arguments for either one. You're doing the finest of hair splitting. So I love that. Just an added storyline to what is already just an epic moment, epic game.
I'll give it to them if the next week they can beat Kansas City, Woolchuck.
All right, there you go. True.
I think it's I like the idea of having a
kind of awesome
winner take all. But I hope it's better than what we saw with Minnesota and Detroit in that winner take all game. So I'm going to say it's true.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G bag of the day.
All right. Yeah. Big news day here. So I'm going to make this fast so we can get back to the big hot news story of the day.
Big hot news, right?
Big hot news, yeah. It's a pretty big story, you
big
know what
story,
I mean?
Big story,
big. It's a huge story.
Kind of like well-rounded story.
Triple X story.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Our winner and champ so far, I think this is like day two for the final Cowboys crosstalk of the season.
Okay.
Where Cowboys great Tony Tolbert, who went to UTEP, he told those boys like a little secret that goes down there at UTEP.
When you go to UTEP, was it a culture shock?
Oh, yeah, it was rough.
he had that blizzard on campus and said, let me go to El Paso.
Well, it was funny because, you know, I right across the campus, of course, was Juarez.
Yeah.
And my first spring, tumbleweeds, wasn't, you know, never seen a tumbleweed. And then, you know, I probably shouldn't tell this story, but it was funny because in the spring, a lot of the guys were sitting out in front, you know, the football guys. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, I'm going to go out and just check it out. And when I walked out across the border, they were burning marijuana, and all the guys were getting high down there. and so I was like, okay, I get it now. But
it's tumbleweed. You guys ever drove through there?
No, I don't think so.
It's a really cool scene because you got the hill that comes down into
El Paso
town, and then you can see Mexico over
there.
Oh,
yeah. I played the Sun Bowl. Staff at LSU, yeah. And they had us out there for bullfights. We were like, you have to participate in bullfights, which was pretty cool.
What is that even? You had to get into a fight?
Like, Olay. Like, we were in the ring with
bullfights,
yeah. We actually had a bullfight.
Like those viral videos of people that go out there and just get mollywopped by bull?
It was like
last man standing wins some of the prize?
Each team had to put up, and we put up a guy that is... that was raised on a farm,
not a
ranch
starter.
Guy.
Okay,
yeah, raised, and he did it pretty good. He did an Olay
and string.
Brought the crowd to its feet.
What motivates those people to do that? There's like 15 to 20 people standing out there, and they let the bull go. And I'm like, what convinced you to go out there?
It's like running with
parking
the
lot drinking first.
Yes, that in Pamplona, it's a big part of it.
Yeah,
we're drinking all day, working up the liquid courage.
Hey, speaking of steers. Texas versus OU game.
Yeah.
I watched the Pat McAfee broadcast of it here in the studio, by the way.
Oh.
Tim Tebow joined those guys, and he predicted Will Howard's run.
Yeah.
Well, you know, real, he tripped up too during
that run. Yeah.
Turf monster.
Too excited.
Full Daniel Jones.
There you go, full Daniel.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, but Tim predicted that.
You know, one other thing that we haven't seen today? We haven't seen a keep by Will Howard. On a zone read when they think it's going to a Travion, a Quinshon, that could be a really perfect time to pull that out too. Because he's a capable runner. Just ask the Big 12 of what he did to him.
Travion Henderson's in the huddle. Matthew McConaughey's losing his mind. He's asking the football gods in Texas Nation to come alongside with your voices. We need this one. A triple stamp and a double stamp here. Will Howard's making the check, so is the Texas defense. Will Howard, quarterback keeper. Good call, Tim Tebow. Will Howard stumbles.
You gotta keep your feet, young man.
Oh, no.
Will Howard got tackled by the 20-yard line. Great call by you. But also, great tackle.
It is a great equalizer.
Got tackled by the 20-yard line.
Keep your feet, young man.
The most amazing clips. That's what happens when you pass on giving it to a Quinshon or a Travion. You get a Will stumbling over his own feet halfway down the field.
That's a ball don't lie moment.
The one way you can fool this defense is to pass on Travion and Quinshon, and you'll fool the world by giving it to the whitest guy on the team. Inevitably, he will eat dirt halfway to the end zone.
He was stumbling and fumbling, bro. It looked so bad. They got locked up. They did a crisscross.
I can see the end zone.
They did a crisscross.
They did the unthinkable.
Play some wacky cartoon music.
Oh, yeah. Man, Texas fought so hard for 2.5 hours to get back in that game, and then that play and the toss wide on second down just slit their throat.
Yeah. Speaking of Tebow, Arch Manning should have been there, Tim Tebow.
Yes.
They should have used him just like Florida used Tebow the freshman year. Put him in there. Now, maybe he was concussed.
Dude, I wonder.
He could have been. He took a big-time hit. And I do think he fumbled that football. I don't think he was down.
Yeah, but Manning's never fumbled. You know the rules of the sport.
That's true.
It's in the gosh dang rule book.
Yeah, the Mannings never fumble. They just taint incidents.
Tainted. Hey, Mr. Nasty Time called into what you drinking and what you thinking.
Yeah.
He was nasty with it.
He trolled Broadus.
Sure did.
I think he might have triggered Broadus a little bit.
He did.
Broadus, you said now that you were going to be a nicer guy this year.
I tried for a couple of minutes.
Hey, man, that was a fun day.
He got you.
Mr. Nasty's back online. Juan here in the G-Bag Nation. Nasty, what you drinking, what you thinking?
I'm halfway through a handle of 1800 today.
Let's go.
Backing that with a little Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
And what I'm thinking is, I don't understand why Cowboys fans come on here and come after me and take themselves way too serious. I will say this. I've came after Mr. Brian Broaddus a couple times, and I genuinely respect how this man defends the worst organization for the last 30 years in the NFL with all his heart. I get that. We all know this is the worst organization in the NFL. It's ran entirely terrible. There's no reason to come after me. But I do respect Brian Broaddus for backing the worst team in the NFL for the last 30 years. Hell of an effort. Thank you, guys.
Hell of an effort.
Hell of an effort.
You should have said it's very commendable.
Yeah. Should have said, hey, I know you're proud of that, Brian. That would have been even better.
Wow, yeah. Well done by Nasty, though.
Yeah.
Half handle in as well.
He sounded like he's a half handle in.
I mean, how many shots are in a handle?
He takes care of his kids while he's doing that. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was at the liquor store the other day, man, and somebody bent down. You know what I'm saying? Bent down and picked up some Jose Cuervo, the big old bottle, like $19. I'm talking about it is huge. You can fill up a gas tank with it. I almost Earl just looking at it, picking up. Girl, what you doing? They're going to end up fighting tonight. Somebody's going to go to jail, and there's going to be a lot of throwing up in the morning. Oh, my Lord.
I just looked it up. There's 39 shots in a handle. And you guys took that down last year on that spring training show in like 3.5 hours.
Oh, we were on the Jose?
No, we were Tito's. We were Tito's,
But that's 20 drinks each, guys. How were you standing? How did you make it to dinner?
I really don't. There must be something in the air and surprise that really just keeps you going.
The altitude.
Yeah.
The altitude. The dryness. No humidity.
I'm bad. Before we get out of here, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. You came up this weekend. Somebody reminded me out here in these streets that there was a Jeep club that went through the parking lot of the church, harassing the church members. Oh, my Lord. But he's still out here fighting, being strong. Mr. Freddie Haynes.
A Jeep club went through a church parking lot harassing them?
Yeah, they were harassing them.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Mr. Broadus, this is your fella right here, the organ player in the church.
Oh, lovely. Yes, go ahead.
He fell out of his damn seat.
Glory to God.
All right.
Amen. If I know him, he... Lord, have mercy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all help him. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This boy done tore up the whole organ
seat.
Yeah.
He done broke it.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to get to our...
Lord. Lord, this boy done tore up the whole organ.
That's a shame.
Guy tore up the whole organ. Is it Mr. Nasty Time tearing up Broadus? Texas and Ohio State, Tebow called the QB keeper, or is it Tony Tolbert? As much as that play hurt my heart and my checking account, I'm going to go with Tebow calling the QB keeper, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, same here.
Lucius?
Yeah, me too.
Well, Chuck?
Yeah, I'll go with the church clip.
Brian?
Mr. Nasty Time.
By a score of 3-1-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion, perhaps for a first time. I don't remember him being it before. It's Tim Tebow here with you in the G-Bag Nation. If you ever do miss the G-Bag of the Day, Lucius replays that for you in L.A. Live every night, 5:40 here on The Fan. Where are we going next, Chief?
I think the best game of the weekend happened Friday night. Let's look back at the Cotton Bowl next year in the nation.